Welcome back to Brass Sack. Frank Price with you, along with Michelle Brathman. 4341790 is the number you can get us at. And of course, you can call us. You can contact us as well on the WhatsApp at 266-4862. Going straight to the WhatsApp, this person says, that was a basis of founding statement. How do you know, Frank Price, that not enough people are taking this thing seriously, to use your words? And as I explained to the person on the WhatsApp, maybe it's a broad statement, and I understand that perspective, but the reality is that people are scared, and some are listening, and some are not. They're a minority, and it's quite clear, and usually, unfortunately, is always a minority who seem not to be taking this thing seriously. That's why you have people who are on the roads when they really should not be on the road and need not to be on the road. An emphasis on need not to be, because quite frankly, the volume of traffic that's on the road, that even before these alphabet system was put in place from today, tells you that some people are just not adhering to the rules, okay? Because some people have difficulty staying at home. It is not natural. You are trying to change people's habits. People don't change their habits that easily. It takes years to change habits. And I can only urge you, as I've urged the man who called about the churches, as I've urged other people, this disease is highly contagious. The lockdown or the shutdown is being done so you can contain it. If people are at home, it slows the transmission spread. How? Very simple. The less people moving around, the less those who are presently infected can give it to other people. Those people would then, as their condition worsened, they would go into isolation and they will be dealt with, and only their immediate contacts would be infected or would have the potential of contracting that disease. So you immediately ensure that there's no widespread community infection, and that's what you're trying to stop. That is why this shutdown is necessary. So the more people are walking around without masks and just gathering like if things are normal and thinking that, hey, that ain't going to affect me, man. Be here, be good. That is what is spreading this disease. We have got to nip this in the bud. All you need to do is to stop home and listen. Nobody should be on the road today, Wednesday, unless their surname ends in C, D, E, or F. If your surname doesn't end in that, and you are not an essential worker, you have no right to be on the road. And if the police holds you, and you're taken to court, and you get 6 months, or you got to part with a few $1,000s, it is your fault. Don't blame the government. Don't blame nobody else but yourself. You don't need to be on the road. This thing is only for a few more weeks. Certainly, if you're a responsible individual, you can do that. Okay? And as I said earlier, only those with C, D, E, and F for surnames are supposed to be out. And if you have one of those double barrel names, in other words, if you're a Brathwaite character, you would use your first name, your first surname, the Brathwaite. So you'll be out on Mondays. Okay? So let's cooperate. The other thing that was raised by the last call is very important. People need to make their list. It is not business as usual. So make a list. I know some people have this thing about making lists that they hate it. They just like to go in and they decide where they want to shop, and they can take the time. You do not have that luxury. You just have a small window of opportunity to go in there, get what you need, and get out, because other people have to get in there, and the supermarket cannot be crowded with people. That's not being allowed. So have a heart. Think about your fellow man and go with your list. Pick up what you need on your list and leave. So before you have to go to the supermarket, not the same morning, a couple of days before, check your cupboards, check your larder, check your pantry, check wherever you've got things, and make sure you find out exactly what you need. Need as against want. So that when you go, you buy everything one time. And you know how much money you have in your pocket, or you have in the card that you're going to on the card that you're going to swipe. So you can budget. You can budget. And if you're custom going to the supermarket, you have an idea of the price. The prices have not really moved that much, if at all. Okay? So you have some idea of how much you can spend or you're going to spend. So let's cooperate. If we all work together on this, we can get through this as painlessly as possible. All right? I'm just hoping for the best. You're on the air. Good afternoon. How are you? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, good. How are you?
I am not too bad, thanks, Micah. How are you doing?
I am well, man. What's up?
Good. Now, I endorse everything you said. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 is with us. And there are going to be a lot of don'ts rather than do. Mm-hmm. As a people, we need to really understand the seriousness of this pandemic. Now, I'm going to call on a few or a majority or the people who are not really compliant with what the officials are saying to start looking at world news. Go on the net, go wherever you can find world news, start looking and listening. And you'll see that because of our position taken by the government, that I think we are in a better place. I don't agree with everything, but I won't go into all that now. But we are at a better place now than before at the start. I'll tell you why. Up to date, we only have 5 deaths. 1 is too much, but we have 5. We can't be 5. But on World News, we are getting thousands of people dying from this virus. People are crying out in places like Ecuador, where there's no food. People are panicking, dying. In places like certain places in the up Mexico side. The whole thing is to understand what is happening and to comply. Because if we are at a stage where we are not community exposed, this is a good thing. Why not then adhere to get out of it in a sense that we can get back to a standard of living? But no, there are some out there who think it is just a joke and going on until, you know the little saying, if I had known?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when they can take heed. If I had known, I would not have done this. I would not have done that. Too late. You know? The situation is at a stage right now where America is stopping funds to the World Health Organization because they think it was a situation that they could have curbed this virus in some way to help save the lives of people. Save them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are not listening to the world news. They're not understanding what is happening. You see? And as a result, if we don't comply, but then we will get to a stage when we'll be just talking about the place.
Mm-hmm. Before you go on, just let me clear up something here, because I said something just now that is my error. Just let me clarify here one time. It's the surname beginning with. like C, like today, the surname beginning with C, D, E, and F, not ending. My mistake. The surname beginning with C, D, E, and F will be allowed to leave their homes today to go to the supermarket, fish market, or hardware store. That is between the hours of 8 and 11, so that's just about over. And on Saturdays, between the hours of 1 and 4. And, of course, your banking day was also today at between 9 and 1. So that's the surnames beginning with the letter C, D, E, or F. And I should also point out that those who surnames begin with S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, or Z, they can go to the bank today between 1 and 4. Okay, so for all those WhatsApps that I'm receiving, I have corrected myself, and I do apologize. It was a slip of the tongue. I'm only human. I will make a mistake now and then. But thank you very much for bringing it so swiftly, and in some cases so brutally, to my attention. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. You can just finish your point.
Yeah, no, the other thing is, we don't need really to panic at this stage. Because each and everyone will go through some form of difficulty. Yeah, we are in a crisis right now. But at the same time, you have to understand and apply yourself as to how you deal with the crisis. Now, for argument's sake, you'd be surprised to see that you get up in the morning and you start doing gardening, which you never did before. You occupy your mind. That's how you're going to get out of the crisis. You know? You start looking at things that you wanted to do that you didn't get a chance to do. Let that be your exercise. Now, we have to, you've mentioned it, and I agree with you totally. Back then, when Tony Marshall being moderator, I would make this point all the time about agriculture and farming and self-sufficiency. And you see what's happened now? What's happened now is that we are at a point where we have to depend. We have to be very careful with that. Because if someone is accustomed to giving you a pint of rice every day, I wonder if it's gone.
Sorry, I lost you the last few words there. Could you repeat that, please?
If someone is accustomed to giving you a pint of rice every day, and then at some given time you don't have a grain to give them back or can't help them, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be in a serious crisis.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, we have to wake up. This is a wake-up call to start getting agriculture up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Up and running so that we can be self-sufficient in some areas. You know, this is a serious wake-up call. And if we don't see it now, I don't know where we'll see it.
Well, sir, as I said earlier, you know, we tend to talk about agriculture in a major way whenever we have any sort of crisis. This, of course, has been the worst thing that we've had, certainly in the last several decades, for most of us a lifetime. But I wouldn't go over that point. I agree with you, and hopefully now we would put actually do some implementation and stop saying that we need to start doing it. We would actually start doing it, and incentives will come in some form or fashion to encourage homeowners, householders, property owners to actually put some their land back into agriculture in some way, especially those who just live on small plots. The whole idea I mentioned tire gardening before, and whatnot. So maybe something like that will come about. Whether it's the incentive is like giving seedlings free, things like that. You know, to encourage people to do whatever little they can. But the real thing I want to discuss with you is something that you raised earlier. You didn't last too long on it, but I thought it was very important. What you were really talking about was having a routine.
Yeah.
You wake up mornings, and you have a routine. In other words, you plan your day, how you will spend the hours. Because, quite frankly, if you don't do that, the walls closing on you. And I think that people need to recognize this and need to start planning their days, how they're going to spend these 24 hours, these 20 hours or so that they're going to be awake. For those of us who don't sleep much like me, that is important. Whether you're going to spend X amount of hours watching movies, watching television, watching news, X amount of hours being on your computer playing games or just doing board games, X amount of hours time doing exercising, X amount of time just sitting down talking, but just try to plan your day in such a way that you utilize the time effectively. In fact, let me say here that on Sunday, Brass Tacks Sunday, one of the things, our focus on Brass Tacks Sunday will be how people are coping. We want to hear from people so that they can tell us how they're coping on a day-to-day basis with the curfew. And our hope is to have some experts on hand who can actually advise as to some of the things that people should be doing at this time. Okay, so you can listen out for that for Brass Tacks Sunday. But as I said, a routine is important. It's very, very important. And those of us, I've been working from home now for the last, 6 years. The last 6 years, I've been basically working from home, from a home office. So having a routine, I've grown into that. It wasn't easy because you're accustomed getting up and going to the office and doing, X amount of things. But now, I've been doing that, as I said, for the last 6 years. So for me, it's easy. My day is planned. I don't even think about planning my day because it's subconsciously it's there. I know exactly what I have to do, and I just get it done. You know your deadlines, et cetera, and you just work towards those things. All right. But for a lot of people, for most people, I would think it's new. But you have to do it, because if you don't, these walls do closing on you.
Yeah. One more thing, Sankar.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make it clear that it would be good that people who think they're exposed to the virus, who is having symptoms, things like that, get a call to the hotline. This also helps. Because there's some people that say, I don't really care about whatever. But there are people like that. He had exposed to the HIV. But people who are exposed, who think they're having a fever, who think they're having symptoms, call, get to the
I agree with you, and all I can add to that is we're giving everybody the COVID hotline number, which is 536-4500. As you said, call. In fact, what I would also add to that is persons who, non-nationals, people who are here, they are undocumented. There is a temporary amnesty of sorts. If you are not feeling well, no matter what you are engaged in, what sort of work you are engaged in, the fact is, this is a public health crisis, and what is important is for you to come forward and to be tested if you're not feeling well, to get medical attention. You can call the COVID hotline, as I said, 536-4500, and or you can go to a polyclinic and try to get some help, because we need everyone who lives in this country, whether you are illegal or whether you are a citizen, as long as you're not feeling well and you have the symptoms that have been outlined, then you need to get yourself checked, because you're not only trying to protect yourself, well, you're trying to ensure that you can live, but you have to protect those around you, especially those loved ones around you, people you really care about and you would not want anything to happen to. Because that is what's important. Because don't forget, even if you don't care about anybody else in the world, you generally care at least about one person. That one person may be the person taking care of you. And if you're not well, you can take that person with you. So come on, do the responsible thing. Give the COVID hotline a number, and and make sure I'm going to get checked. All right? Thank you very much, sir. Lovely conversation. We move on to the next call. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Price.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm trying. Yeah.
You're trying? Yeah. I heard you yesterday with Peter, man. You sound more than trying. You seem to be on cloud nine.
That might sound so to you. Anyhow, you know, Edward, you hear anything about rank NAS paying out money for layoff workers?
Well, that was said by the Prime Minister, the substantive Prime Minister, in her statement on Sunday. She made the point that within the next 10 days or something, I think within the next 10 days, that the NSC will send out a check for the whole month, so that the first set of workers should get something within 10 days, which is the next 2 weeks, and it will be for a month.
Okay. All right, my next thing, you know that, that tree to open the grocery store for 3 hours, that I think it should open to 8 to 4. Call it, some people have to get turned back to there.
Yeah, but the question is why a lot of these people are getting turned back, and that's because people are continuing to shop the way they're custom shopping, which is they're going, they're taking their cool, sweet time. They don't have a list or anything. These are not normal times. The longer you are out there, you are exposing yourself to the possibility of contracting this virus from somebody. Okay? So therefore, you need to walk with a list. Get what you want and get out and get back home where it's safe. And people need to recognize this. That is why there are going to be some of these long lines, because a lot of people are not walking with lists. All right? That's one of the problems that are happening. Brassback, thank you, Price, with you, along with Michelle Brassback. 4341790 is your number to call. And of course, you can contact us at 266-4862 with your concerns and via WhatsApp, and I can tell you right now there are plenty of concerns. The two I'll just highlight right now, and I've had it before, and I'm continuing getting this one, which is that gas stations are not selling gas to other people but the ones listed to shop today. Someone please tell me that they are wrong. Okay, and I contacted the Czar. Unfortunately, he can't really respond to me right now because he is in the meeting with the CARICOM meeting being hosted by Prime Minister Motley with the other heads of government. So he really can't respond to me right now. So hopefully we will get that clarification if he comes out before 2 o'clock, or we will get it later in the news, because I know Stetson Babb will be on it. Likewise, the Czar also, before he went to that meeting, made a clarification, which is those with double barrel names, you would have heard in the news that the letter beginning the second surname, with those with double barrel names or triple barrel names, that letter would be the one that would be used. So I'm sorry that we can't clarify that one with the supermarkets, with the gas stations. But for some people, especially those who are essential workers, and they don't as yet have their QR code IDs, because the government is, all the passes for essential workers, they're having these QR code IDs. If you don't have that yet, you may be getting a problem. But I want others to recognize that the whole idea is not to have a lot of people on the road getting gas or anything like that, or going to the supermarket, but it's really about a convenience to ease the pressure that is on some households. That's why you've lifted this lockdown to some degree and given this valve of hope for people. But really and truly, it is not for getting a lot of people on the road. I'll read another WhatsApp before I go go back to the phones, and this person is saying, please note that the reason for the long lines today is the fact that the supermarkets were closed for a while. I think that will settle down by the end of this week. Moreover, there is always the option of limiting persons who may try to shop for themselves and others on the designated days to say 25 items maximum after, say, a week or so as necessary. No point, however, to tinkering with arrangements put in place every day. And, you should remain nameless, of course, but I agree with you totally. In fact, if those who would have listened to the news just now, the chief operating officer at Popular made the point that this is the first day back out, and we need to give these arrangements a chance to work. A lot of people have been in been in the house for some time, and you know there's a crush on right now, but that would bear thin over the next few days. The main thing is to remember to walk with a list to do your shopping. Get it done. You have two days to do that shopping, but walk with a list. That would expedite the matters. And, of course, you have to protect yourself by wearing a mask, a face mask. Okay? We go back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sanka. How are you?
I am fine, thank you, Miss B. And you?
Well, trying to do the best that I can, stay in my house, mind my own business, so I don't know how all these people that are, should be home know what's going on the streets of Barbados. You know, I don't see anybody passing my street, and the very few that I do see, they're all wearing masks. The motorists that are going by in their cars all have face masks on, so I don't know where these people are getting their information from. But that's not what I really called to talk about. I believe our police officers should be in full uniform and be in their police cars when they stop people. Nobody knows who anybody is these days, especially when you're wearing a face mask. That's just logical to me. Even if you stop an essential worker at night, you need to have on your police clothes and be in a police car. Otherwise, you could be anybody. You could be a car hijacker, you could be a thief, you could be a killer, you could be a rapist. Have on your uniform. We pay for that uniform. Wear it.
I understand what you're saying. In fact, there is a concern.
Hold on one second, Sanka. Let me finish.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead. I'll tell you, I lived for over 99 years, and I'll tell you something. I remember my first teacher telling us one day, well, the more you learn, the more you earn. And that always stood in my mind. Before every exam I was studying for, that stood in my mind. You grow up, you get your education, you save up your money, you spend some, save some, and you come to the day now that you may have the money to buy the food, but you can't buy the darn food. You're stuck in your house. You cannot buy food. I understand people don't have money, and they can't buy food. But I refuse to go out. Even though it's C-Day in the alphabet, I said no. Once I saw those videos, and especially one by Corey Worrell, where he was showing, actually, people standing in those long lines. I said, not at my age, not at 40, not at 50, not at 60. I'd rather starve to death in the comfort of my own home where I'm safe. I don't have to deal with no social distancing. I don't even have the cat or the dog no more. I'm staying in my house. I will starve until they open up the stores, which should be open from 7 or 8 in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening, so that people can get home before the curfew starts at whatever time, 8. Now, I am really angry. This, you know, I can't understand. And people, Bajans, my Bajan brothers and sisters, snitching and complaining on each other, and they're supposed to be in their homes. I don't know where all these stories that you're getting today and all week on the radio are coming from. These people are telling bare lies on their own people. They used to do the same thing in grade school, but this is not grade school time. This is the real world.
All right. There are a number of things I want to respond to, but I think the most important one would be the plainclothes police at night. There's an article in today's Nation newspaper on page 4 on this, and the concerns being expressed.
And I read it.
Right. But there's some people who may not have read it, so let's want to talk about it. Because I remember that the last time I was on the road, this is when the curfew first started. It was, I think, about the second or third day within the curfew. We went on the road. This is me being the Nation. And I went to, I saw a gentleman. This was in St. Matthias, that area, Hearts Gap. Mm-hmm. And he happened to be outside his house, sitting, watching television. His neighbor's television. His neighbor had the door open so he could watch television.
Right.
He was outside because they live close to each other, right? Right next to each other. His television went bum, so he wanted to watch TV. He doesn't smoke in his house. He normally comes out, sits, because there's no real room around the house. There's no veranda or anything like that. So when he comes out of the house, he's literally on the road. And he said, and he was extremely upset about it. He said that, just give me a second, Miss B. Just give me a second. Just give me a second, please. He said that these two men come up with this in this Jeep. They were both dressed in black, and they asked him what he was doing outside, you know. And the way they were asking him questions, they didn't say good night, they didn't identify themselves, they didn't show him any identification. They just began to quiz him on what he was doing outside and that type of thing. And he had a problem with that. And the point that he made, which I did take to heart, was that, you know, people are already scared of what is happening.
Exactly.
And the manner in which they are approached by the police, if these people were the police, but matters. Your point, which is that police should be dressed in uniform, I think is important, because coming out of this story in today's paper as well, where essential workers are going home late at night.
Yes.
They see a light, the car tries to pull them aside, and if you see people dressed as police officers get out that vehicle, there will be a comfort level that you would have that I'm dealing with somebody who's legit.
Exactly.
However, if the person who gets over there is just dressed in an ordinary shirt and pants, that could be anybody. And especially if they're carrying a gun at the same time when they get out. All right? I take your point. We can't talk together. Just give me a second. I can leave you out. Right? Because we're on a delay system, and I'm hearing you at the same time I'm talking. So just give me a second. I'm going to finish now. Point I'm making is that it is a point that I think the force needs to seriously look at. We have to ease people's tension and people's fear, and that, in my view, would help tremendously if one of the officers at least was in uniform, the one who sort of relates to the public, who gets up to relate to the public, at least is in uniform, because people need that, people have that fear. You were saying?
Yeah, what I was saying is it could be a very dangerous situation with an uniformed police officer and some businessman who has a permit and a license to carry a gun, because he doesn't know who's stopping him on the road. We need to learn critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know? These could be life and death situations, and now it's very important to be a critical thinker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now,
So I certainly agree with you.
Okay. Now,
okay.
I want this government to listen good and keep these stores open till 4 and 5 in the afternoon, because there are a lot. We say we care about senior citizens. You mean to say that people, seniors, I know seniors, at 7, they were going to line up. That's the way they are. They line up for church, too. They line up, and you mean to say at 11, someone's coming out to tell you you can't get in today after being in this heat? Not everybody can have someone go with their card or whatever and pick up their groceries for them.
Yeah.
You can't get groceries delivered because I tried about 4 or 5 places and the phone...
It's very difficult. And Miss B, sorry that I have to cut you, but we have to take a 5-minute break with ICAP, and Brass Tax will be back right after that.